the United Healthcare Community Plan. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality and training purposes. If this is a mental health or substance abuse emergency, press 8. Para continuar en español, oprima 3. For languages other than English, press 7. To begin, please hold while your call is transferred to our automated provider services system.
United Healthcare. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality. If you know the extension of the person you are trying to reach, press or say 1. For English, just remain on the line.
CES. Por favor, espere mientras transferimos su llamada.
The United Healthcare Community Plan. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality and training purposes. If this is a mental health or substance abuse emergency, press 8. Para continuar en español, oprima 3. For languages other than English, press 7. To begin, tell me, are you a healthcare provider or a member? If you're calling to start... Sorry, I didn't understand. You can say provider or press 1, member or press 2. To begin a new plan, say... If you have PennCare, you'll need to renew your coverage soon. PennCare will try to renew your coverage automatically. If they can't, you'll be sent a notice in the mail or electronically that will tell you what to do to renew your health insurance. To prepare for the renewal process, please make sure PennCare has your updated contact information and find your renewal date. You can do this online at PennCareConnect.tn.gov or by calling 855-259-0701. No longer eligible for PennCare? You may be able to get health insurance and financial assistance to help pay for it through healthcare.gov. Got it. Before moving on, I wanted to let you know about the United Healthcare mobile app. It's designed to help make it easier to use your health plan, and I can send you a one-time text with a link to download it. Message and data rates may apply, and accepting the text means you agree to the texting terms at uhc.care/app.smsterms. Do you consent to me sending you that link at the phone number ending in 8480? Okay, no problem. For questions about over-the-counter, healthy food, or utilities benefits, including catalog requests, card balance, and order support, please press 3. For questions about your medical or prescription drug plan benefits, claims, or general inquiries, please stay on the line. To find your account, I need to ask you a couple of questions. This will be quick, and then I'll transfer you to someone who can help. First, say or enter either the member ID or the social security number. I found your account. For a verification, what's your date of birth? Thanks, Teresa. Just a moment while I get your account details. For the most up-to-date information on COVID-19 vaccine coverage, please visit myuhc.com/community-plan. Please hold while your call is transferred. Would you be willing to take a brief survey at the end of this call?
No.
Okay, I'm transferring you to an advocate.
Thank you for calling United Healthcare. My name is Sharice. Do I have the pleasure of speaking with Teresa Kalkin?
Hello, my name is Mary. I'm calling from the provider office, Genesis Heart and Vascular Associates. Can you help me with the claims?
1 second, let me get you to the correct department.
Yeah, please.
Be monitored or recorded for quality. Real-time assistance when signing into uhcprovider.com with our on-demand chat for claims, benefits, authorizations, and more. Plus, try API Marketplace for a free and secure way to automate your transactions at uhcprovider.com/try-API. For English, just remain on the line.
Para continuar en español, diga español o abra menús.
Hello, I'm Avery, your virtual assistant at United Healthcare. Before we get started, please tell me if you are calling as a member or a healthcare professional.
Professional.
In a few words, tell me why you are calling today.
Claims.
Sure. What type of claim are you calling about?
Medical.
And what is the member ID? I heard 11745-9317. Is that correct?
Yes.
What's the member's date of birth, including the four-digit year? For example, June 19th. 1967. Thank you. One moment while I pull up the account. All right, I have the account in front of me now. What's the date of service? I'm still listening. What's the date of service? Okay, what is your NPI? I'm still listening. What is your 10-digit NPI? For example, thanks. I've got it. Please hold while you're transferred to our self-service system. Please wait while I gather some information. Do you want a reference number for this member?
No.
Okay, what's the total amount billed? I didn't hear you. What's the total amount billed? I can't see any claims for this member. Do you want me to connect you to an advocate? I didn't hear you. Do you want me to connect you to an advocate? Now you can say, check another claim, or main menu.
Advocate.
Please hold while your call is being transferred. Would you be willing to take a survey at the end of this call?
No.
Okay, I'm transferring you to an advocate.
United Healthcare, my name is Rachel. I'll be your provider service advocate. May I have your name?
Hello, my name is Mary. I'm calling from the provider office, Genesis Heart and Vascular Associates. Can you help me with the timely filing limit?
Sure. May I have the initial for your last name?
It's a D, it's a Juliet.
May I have the member's name?
Yes, sure. Member name is Teresa Calcites, and the date of birth is June 22 of
1967. Thank you. And we need timely filing for a claim or for an appeal?
I need to correct the claim timely filing and appeal that, both of that.
Sure, bear with me just a moment. So timely filing for the provider is 6 months. So for a corrected claim, it'd be 6 months from the EOB date, as well as for an appeal.
Okay, so 6 months from original remittance of denial, correct?
That's right.
Okay, got it. Fine. Yeah, can you provide me the call reference number?
Yeah, it is 1301-201-266.
Okay, got it. And the last name was initialated?
Rachel, O as in Oscar.
Okay, thank you so much for the information.
Well, thank you. You have a wonderful day.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.